Turning a phone camera into a 3D mapper. November 12th. AUB's Daniel Asmar and collaborators have built a faster, more accessible way to create lifelike 3D maps. Their software runs in real time and requires only a single ordinary camera. That means it can live on phones, headsets, and small robots, not just high-tech equipment, broadening who can use it and where. Most localization and mapping robotic programs have been good at moving the robot from A to B while relying on a map of uninteresting points that they build themselves. That's fine for go from A to B, but not for more complex tasks. If a robot is asked to take the blue mug off a crowded shelf without bumping the vase, or if augmented reality, AR, glasses need to place a virtual chair so its legs sit flat on your floorboards, a sparse sketch won't do. You need a map with texture, edges, and the subtle cues people use every day. The growing demands of our technology mean we need mapping components that can produce maps that are rich, Asmar says, because that's what enables meaningful interaction, not just motion. In their latest paper, Asmar and his doctoral student, in collaboration with the University of Waterloo, unveil MGSO, a software system that builds fast, photorealistic 3D maps from a single camera. It's a speedy, direct tracker that follows lots of informative pixels as the camera moves, then hands those points to a renderer that paints the scene using thousands of tiny, soft 3D blobs called Gaussians, which are projected to 2D views into what are referred to as splats. Think of each Gaussian splat as a semi-transparent oval brushstroke. By layering these brushstrokes, the program forms a smooth-looking 3D view. Because the tracker feeds the renderer the right kind of points, plenty in busy areas, enough in flat ones, the map snaps into place quickly and uses less memory while still running in real time on a laptop. Unlike older methods that focus only on corners and edges, MGSO samples rich pixels across the entire image and fills in low texture regions, avoiding the usual slowdown in other programs. The payoff is a rare mix of simplicity, just a single camera, speed, around 30 frames per second, and compact, high-quality maps that outperform several state-of-the-art systems, all while using a fraction of the storage. Speed matters because speed unlocks new uses. With the future of AR growing, using a single, monocular camera creates the potential to use it in more scenarios and democratizes access to the technology. Not every application needs or can afford a depth sensor. Using only a single camera means that the same technique can live on a phone, a headset, or a small robot without advanced hardware. Through this technology, a home improvement app could let you walk around with your phone and, within minutes, explore accurate, novel views of your rooms and drop in scaled furniture to preview a new layout. In gaming, players could pull their actual apartment into a game in real time and have the virtual world respect walls, shelves, and doorways. And in robotics, dense, photorealistic reconstructions give shared human-robot spaces the visual layout without slowing everything to a crawl. The applications are unlimited, Asmar said. Looking ahead, Asmar's team at AUB, in partnership with the University of Waterloo, aims to make these maps more lifelike and functional. They're working to keep the background fast and photorealistic, so spaces look real, and to give important things, like a parked car, a moving stroller, or a tool on a workbench, extra details so you can measure, track, or interact with them. They're also focused on scale and reliability by making the system work smoothly in more places, indoors and outdoors, day or night, on everyday devices, and by keeping the map consistent even after long walks or when you circle back to where you started. In Asmar's words, it's about turning an ordinary camera into a practical tool for AR, remote collaboration, and everyday planning through rich 3D mapping out of the lab and into daily life. Are you a member of the media looking to speak with an AUB expert on this topic or others? Please email media inquiries at aub.edu.